This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, fam? It's Chappelle again, host of the Recap Kickback podcast, here for the second exit interview of Deal or No Deal Island as a part of the RHIP Hit or Quit podcast. And I am here with our second eliminated contestant, Jamil Sipes. Jamil, what's up, man?
What up? How's everybody doing? What's up, Chappelle?
Hey, man, it's good to talk to you, but sad to talk to you as well. I know you had a lot of big plans for this season and for winning. First things first, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. How are things with the high school sweetheart? Everything looking up?
We're friends. She hasn't seen the episode yet.
Okay.
She's like so many people that don't have regular cable, and she doesn't have Peacock. So she's like, I got to watch it tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
But things going good.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers have been crossed for like 10 years. You have to understand, Chappelle. Because, you know, you have to understand, I've met this woman since I was 13 years old. We've been best, I've known her since I was 13, got three kids together. So we know somebody, 30 plus years, 35 plus years. She knows I want to put the band back together.
Yeah, listen, fingers crossed. I was rooting for you in this game. I'm rooting for you in that too. But tell me about the game. So you were the person chosen to be eliminated by Kim. Did you suspect that you could have been the one chosen this time? Was this a surprise? Because it did look like y'all had somewhat of a relationship in the game.
You said it didn't sound like that?
It did. It looked like y'all had a few conversations. So I was kind of surprised that she landed on you.
We had a lot of conversations. We talked about different things. I thought we had good rapport. And then, you know, she started just asking about Boston Rob and getting Boston Rob out of there. And then that's kind of the clip you saw when I was just kind of thinking like, oh, I really wasn't saying much to her about that because she was trying to just get me information. Like, who does Rob want? And I really didn't want to talk to her about any of that stuff. I was like, let's talk about the positive stuff we were talking about. You know, let's keep talking about that. And she just kept on wanting to talk about Rob and getting Rob out of there. And it's just that wasn't where my mind was at that time. I was trying to be friendly and cordial to her because a lot of the cast members, they really weren't talking to her. They saw her. It's like, oh, this old lady, this babe in the woods lady, you know, she's out of here soon. So I was just trying to, you know, be cordial with her, be nice to her. I wouldn't have helped her get $10,000. I tell you that.
I know that's right. Listen, so it looks like by the show that, you know, maybe it is divided in half, right? The cast is like pro Boston Rob and anti Boston Rob. Is that how it felt while you were out there as well?
Yeah, it was definitely two big teams. If there was 13 people out there, it was absolutely like split right down the middle, 7 and 6. You know, some of the people, they were all like, I'm going to hang out with Boston Rob and Claudia, Jamil, Nick. It was us. And then it was pretty much everybody else.
Yeah. Did you have allies on both sides or was it very divided?
No. On the Boston Rob side, like those are my people. You know, Boston Rob, Claudia, Nick, Aaron, you know, those are my guys. Miranda as well. I call her little sis. You know, those are my crew. I liked everybody on the other side too. I don't necessarily say I had any good relations with them, but I liked everybody and I had conversations with everybody. That's really what I tried to do, was speak to everybody and just form some type of common bond with everybody that I could, no matter what it was. I mean, you like green shirts. I like green shirts too. Boom. No matter what it was. So that was kind of what I was trying to do.
Okay. And were you familiar with Boston Rob beforehand or you just met him on the show and heard about what he'd done on Survivor?
I had no idea who he was, bro. I have no idea who he was. You know, I haven't watched Survivor since the first season with Richard Hatch when he won and he went through his crazy debacle. And then after that, for whatever reason, I just didn't watch it. So when I met him, I'm thinking, oh, this is a nice guy. You know, he's from the same area that I live in, the same area, you know, and he's cool. Rob from Boston. And then everybody started calling him Boston Rob. And I started kind of hearing the chatter. And I was like, this guy is, he's a legend. You know, my first thought is, what is he doing here? You know, you're a legend. You've been an amazing race. You won Survivor. What are you doing with us? We're nobodies.
Mm. Yeah. But it seems like y'all bonded very quickly. They called you the vice president of the Boston Rob crew.
They really did. I mean, we did bond because, you know, one thing about me, you know, we're same age, we're from the same area. So that to me, you know, when you have that and you have an experience like this, that'll bring you together, you know, right up front. And that's kind of what happened there. We were cool. And then I didn't know who he was. So I wasn't fanboying over him. It wasn't phony. Mm-hmm. It was just authentic. Oh, you're a nice guy. Cool. And that's kind of the vibe, that's how we got together. And I was definitely cool with him. It didn't change when I found out who he was. It just kind of made me think, oh, okay, I gotta keep an eye on you. But, you know, we're right here. I'd rather be standing right next to you than, you know, going against you right now.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Makes sense. So one thing I noticed is that some of these challenges are very physical. I think that's an underrated part of the story so far is that, you know, we saw some of the things that happened in the mud. But this time you all had to go climb some trees. Now, you were back fairly quickly. From what I understand, you're a very physical person in general. And so this would probably right up your alley. Were you surprised by the amount of physicality going into Deal or No Deal?
I wasn't surprised. I kind of knew that was going to happen. So I was happy. I was, it was exactly what I expected and exactly what I wanted. I wanted to have a physical challenge and I wanted to, you know, challenge myself. I loved that challenge because if you notice, when they said go, I jumped in front of everybody and I was the first one to the tree. But then something weird happened. When I got to the tree, I couldn't get myself up. I don't know how much it showed, but I couldn't get myself up. So I'm looking at everybody else and they were up. Even though I was at the tree first, everybody else was already up like one or two stations and I'm still on the ground. Even Aaron, I was in the same tree with Aaron. Even frail Aaron, he was like headed up to the first one. I'm like, what is going on? I can't get up the tree. I had a big problem with that. I just had to dig deep and relax and be like, all right, Jamil, just calm down. You know how to do this. And then once you get into a rhythm, and then that's all it is, just use your rhythm and strength. And then I was able to climb up. And then it was pretty easy when I figured that out. But I felt like I was first to the tree. I should have been first up, but I was last up. So then that's why I didn't get as many arrows as I wanted to. I wanted to get a whole bunch, but, you know, I just went for like three. I went for four. And then that was it. I said, okay, Clyde said she can shoot. So I have four for her. That's all she needs. And then, you know, I got let down and then I was the first back to Claudia and she handled business. She did what she was supposed to do.
Yeah. On the show, it was presented as very suspenseful. You know, it came down to the final shot with Boston Rob. Is that how you felt when you were watching it in the real time?
You know, I didn't pay any attention.
It's like, it wasn't me. So I was cool. I was chilling.
Because I was on such a high, bro. I was on such a high. I'm like, listen, me and Claudia just won 750. Nobody's going to get that goal right there. Nobody's going to get it. And then I'm seeing Kim shoot all over the place. It's like she's trying to not hit it. You know, and other people had got less ones. I'm like, whatever. So I think I was on high. And I didn't even think I watched it live. I think I was just turned around. I got kind of arrogant. I was like, whatever. Nobody's going to get that. Aaron only got him three arrows or two arrows. I said, there's no way he's going to just know. It's impossible. So I'm talking to Claudia. We're talking about who we're going to get, you know, send down there. We're strategizing that. That was all off camera. And then I hear screaming and yelling and I turn around. I'm like, oh no. I was like, no, he didn't do it. That means he's safe. And now everybody else is potentially for elimination.
Yeah. Had you and Claudia won that challenge, who would you have decided to target in that moment?
We wanted Kim out of there. But we were also thinking, even though Rob was my guy, we were also thinking, you know, he needs to go. And he needs to go. Even though he's my guy, he would understand that he needs to go. Because if you don't get rid of Boston Rob, then he's just gonna keep grinding away. And he's gonna grind away the whole season. And he's gonna win. So, you know, there was some talk about that, you know, just getting rid of those. It would have been one of the two that we would have put up there. You know?
Okay. Were you disappointed that you didn't get to play Deal or No Deal? I mean, I assume you're a fan of Deal or No Deal, the regular show, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've watched it. And I was a fan because I had all type of numbers going on in my head. You know, my parents celebrated their 50th anniversary like the next month. They had been together for 50 years. So I had their birthdays in mind. You know, they share the same birthday. It's August 13th. So I was going to use their birthdays, my kids' birthdays, my ex-wife. I mean, so I had all these numbers, these positive numbers that I was going to use. I had a whole plan. And then.
Yeah. And then what was going to be your strategy moving forward? So let's say you make it through this round. I'm assuming you're still aligned with Claudia, maybe Boston Rob, even though I see you kind of keeping an eye on him. What was the long-term goal for you on Deal or No Deal Island? Because this is the first season. I don't really know what the strategy is for a game like this.
You know, my only strategy at this time was just to try to be cool with everybody. That was it. I wanted to stay in the middle of the pack and then attack when I had to. But I just want to stay in the middle of the pack. That's what I really wanted to do. You know, being a healthcare recruiter, I have to talk to a variety of different people from, you know, all types of different people and, you know, have them trust you. And that's what I wanted to bring to this game. And so that was going to be my strategy going forward. Like, okay, fine. Just be cool with everybody. And if somebody else, if I had to push somebody off the ledge, you know, so be it. But my goal was to win some money to get my ex-wife back. And the only way to do that, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a villain. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a hero. I'm not going to say that. You know, I would just be cool with everybody and deal with everybody accordingly. You know, just every situation, just handle it accordingly. That was my strategy.
Would you ever do reality TV again?
Of course. You know, yeah. I have unfinished business with this. I got off way too early and didn't really get a chance to get going. You know, I started walking and they cut my legs off. So I didn't even get a chance to run.
Yeah.
So I've been on game shows before. You know, I've done The Feud. I've done Game of Talents. Right? I've done that stuff before. I've won. I've lost. So I've done that. And this is the next progression. And it didn't end the way I wanted to. And I have to do it again. It's almost like a drug. I mean, you're going to see me again. Chappelle, you're gonna be telling me in 6 months, another year, year and a half from now, and be like, so is this better than the last? What do you think? So yes. Definitely. I'll be doing some show like this again in a few. I have to, because to go out in the second round, you know, it's kind of deflating, you know?
Yeah. I totally get that. How does this rank among your like other game show experiences?
It blows them out the water. Even the ones that I've won, just because to be able to go there and meet these people, live with these people, be on an island, and you saw the lavish.
Yeah.
Saw the lavish place that we were living.
What was that about? I guess for us, we were kind of given like, oh, it might be Survivor meets Deal or No Deal, but it looks like y'all are on a resort.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was glamping, really. It was tents. You know, the resort has your own personal bathroom. There was no personal bathroom here. You know, we had to go like a quarter mile out that way to go to the bathroom to go number two. So that was, you know, stuff like that is interesting. The tent was nice, but it definitely was a couple steps down from a resort.
Yeah, man, this has been so much fun talking to you. We're about out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with before you go?
You know, the one of the biggest takeaways for me from this whole experience is how emotional it can make you. I don't really look at myself as like such an emotional guy. You know, if something happens that I don't like, I'm not, you know, I kind of either, you know, push through it, you know, keep it moving, find the funny and just deal with it. And really don't get overly emotional. That's kind of how I operate. And just being in this game and getting eliminated so early, you know, almost damn near cried in front of the whole America. So it just really made me show how emotional this experience can get. And yeah, it got emotional, but it was super fun and wouldn't change it for the world.
Any suggestions for anybody who might be thinking about applying for season two?
Just be yourself. That's all.
That's it?
That's it. For anybody else that wants to apply, just be yourself. That's all. And if somebody else likes it, you know, you'll catch on. Just be yourself. You know what, though? I wouldn't mind, you know, some of these reality shows, you know, people come back for season two or for the season three. You know, I don't know if you watched The Villains or anything like that. I just finished watching The Villains. And then they had a rumored cast of the next cast of villains. I don't know how true that is, but I'm looking at it. I'm scrolling through it. And the last one is New York. I'm like, yes,
back again, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because she went way too early, you know, in my opinion. She went too early. So, you know, if they have Deal or No Deal, because I think I like the show. I think everybody I talk to, they like the show. It seems to be doing really well. So maybe Deal or No Deal 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, I'll come back and have unfinished business to handle. So it'll be great.
All right, man. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jamil. It's been great talking to you. We also cover House of Villains here on Hit or Quit podcast. So, you know, everyone, this is Jamil Sipes, the second eliminated contestant for Deal or No Deal Island Season 1. To keep up with more of our coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, please remember to subscribe to the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed for weekly episode recaps. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at Recap Kickback for more information on what I have going on. Until next time, Jamil, it's been nice talking to you. Dondi, peace out.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.